All right, patient's name is Elaine Shoemate, Shoemate, 12-9-39, 1-22, Lux Life, ALCC, new patient, HPI, 86-year-old female, seen in her apartment for the first time today, period. She was previously followed by another physician and has opted to have me follow her now, period. Patient was pleasant and cooperative, able to give information, period. Her husband, with whom she shared a larger apartment, passed away approximately a week ago, and today she had been with her daughter at the funeral home making arrangements, and they had gone into Lawton to find the plots where her husband will be buried, period. She actually seemed composed for what she has been through, period. She tells me that her son, who lives in Colorado, is the POA, so they were back and forth on the phone with him giving information, period. Overall, she states that she's had a little bit of sleep problem since her husband's passing. Generally, she is able to get to sleep, though occasionally it will be a delayed sleep onset period. Her appetite is also decreased. She's not weighed herself to see if there's been any weight loss period. She denies any increase in pain, no tearfulness. She has good family support in that she has two daughters who live nearby, period. Okay, patient's diagnoses are history of DVT with embolism on chronic anticoagulant, hypertension, history of CVA, polyosteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, OAB, major depressive disorder, cardiac arrhythmia, unspecified anemia. Okay, and back on the chronic embolism with thrombosis, I want to clarify it to embolus of left femoral vein with thrombosis on chronic anticoagulant. All right, medications, lidoderm patch to affected areas, is currently using them on her feet, both the dorsum and plantar surface. Mupirocin, Mupirocin ointment, 2%. To bottom of feet, BID, Lasix, 40 milligrams QD, Butrans transdermal patch, 20 mcgs, one patch, HS, every Thursday. Ropinirole, 1 milligram, one tab, QD. Prolia injections have ended, and patient will start receiving Evenity injections per Dr. Whitaker, and that appointment is in approximately 1 week. Okay, clobetasol ointment, 0.05% to affected areas, BID, gabapentin, 100 milligrams. One tab Q6, PRN. Zyrtec 10 milligrams QD. Oscal 600-400 milligrams, 1 PO QD. Lexapro 10 milligrams QD. Solefacin, Solefacin. Tab 10 milligrams, one tablet QD, Voltaren gel, apply to affected areas, Q6 hours, PRN, Duke Estate, one tab, Q. Okay, let's see. One tab, BID, Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams, one tab, Q12, Tramadol, 50 milligrams, one tab, HS, and Q8, PRN, Lantanoprost, eye drops, one drop, OU, HS, Fibercon, 2 teaspoons QD. Okay, code status is DNR. Diet is regular with thin liquid. And allergies are codeine and sulfacet. Okay, surgical history, hysterectomy, left knee replacement, rod placement to C-spine and lumbar spine. Social, patient's husband of 65 years has recently passed away, and they are dealing with his funeral services at this time. They have 3 children, 2 daughters. One lives in Edmond and the other in Oklahoma City. Her son lives in Colorado and he is the POA. She was a non-smoker, non-drinker. She worked outside of the home in retail to include a flower shop, a clothing store, and worked as the organizer for the Indian Co-op store. ROS, constitutional. Patient's baseline weight is 130. She is 5'1". HENT, she wears corrective lenses. She has dental implants and bridges, and some are native dentition. Her hearing is adequate. She does not wear hearing aids. Cardiac, she denies chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, no cough, expectoration, or shortness of breath. GI, no difficulty chewing or swallowing. Her appetite at this time is poor. She is continent of bowel, occasional constipation, for which she has treatment. GU, she has occasional urinary leakage, generally toilets. She has had some UTIs. She can't remember the last one that occurred. Period. She's recently seen nephrologist Dr. David Williams in Norman. He started her on Lasix after she told him about lower extremity edema and has follow-up with him in 3 months. Period. Patient states that in the last couple of months she's developed some itching that is generalized. There is no notable rash or redness, and questions whether it is the Lasix that is causing the rash, period. We did talk about taking something for the itching or holding the Lasix and seeing what the result is, period. Okay, review of systems. Patient has had 2 falls in the last 4 months. The most recent one, she fell directly backward, hitting her back, and that frightened her given the back surgeries that she's had, i.e. rod placements and her osteoporosis, but has not had any significant pain since, period. HENT, she wears corrective lenses, has dental implants, but primarily her own teeth, no difficulty chewing or swallowing. GI, she denies any abdominal discomfort, continent of bowel, occasional constipation for which she receives treatment. sleep. She has early awakening that has increased since her husband's passing. Pain. She states that pain varies with temperature. She takes Tramadol at HS so that she has a decrease in her pain and can sleep. It also helps her as far as sleepiness goes. GU, taking diuretic, which has helped with lower extremity edema and skin, new onset pruritus in the last couple of months. Question whether it's related to the diuretic, but she has not had any treatment and we'll try that. Patient takes Lasix 40 milligrams QD along with 20 MEQs of KCL, period. Number two, osteoporosis. She is followed by Dr. Whitaker, is stopping Prolia and will receive her first injection of Evenity at an upcoming appointment with him, period. Next is disordered sleep pattern. She's having early morning awakening and relates that to increasing since her husband's death, but had some previous problems with getting to sleep, period. She states the Tramadol at HS does help her to get sleepy, so we'll encourage that she continue taking that at bedtime as opposed to starting a sleep aid, period. Next is OAB. This is treated with Vesicare 10 milligrams QD, and she finds it helpful, period. Next is polyarthritis. There's significant deformity of both hands as well as her feet. She has topical and oral meds for treatment, which are effective, period. Next is left femoral vein occlusion with subsequent emboli. Continue with Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice daily. She does not have any noted significant bruising and denies any episodes of bleeding, period. And then next, dermatitis. Those are treated with topical steroid ointments, period. Okay, the next is major depressive disorder. She takes Lexapro 10 milligrams QD, has been on this since 2/12/2025. We'll monitor, and if it looks like she needs an adjustment in the dose, can do that. I think that for right now she is working her way through what is necessary since her husband's death, period. Okay, A&P, lab review. CBC was collected on 1/16/26. All values WNL, with the exception of in the differential, slightly higher for monos and eosinophils, unremarkable, period. Next is CMP review. Patient has hypoproteinemia with a T protein of 5.8. Albumin WNL at 4.1. At next visit, we'll encourage her to increase protein. I think just eating a little differently will be adequate to bring her level to WNL. The other option that'll be brought up is protein drink, having one Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, period. The only slightly abnormal value is her GFR, which is 48. This is stable. No intervention required, period. And next is gait instability. An issue that was discussed was that she showers independently, that her daughter has encouraged her to have the standby shower assist as they're already paying for it. But given the last two falls that she has had that were significant, I told patient that I agreed with her daughter and encouraged her. She is willing to do it, so order for standby shower assist is written and related to her daughter, period. And next is direct family contact, discussed with her daughter, multiple issues, as well as what was discussed today. She was appreciative of the talk and happy to hear that her mother is agreeable to shower assist, period. 99315.